Damn it. The Goheen convict slut stole my whiskey.
The Epsilon whiskey?
Yeah.
Well, she's got good taste.
What the hell is that?
The long-range sensor just picked up an explosion out by Crichton 5. We should be able to avoid it.
Crichton 5's a skid hole. Nothing but methane gas and Roman ore. What exploded?
It doesn't say. You know, we could just calm that one ship that's out there.
Faz that. It's them.
Who? Ow! Would you do that? Oh, it's them.
Good boy. Where are they headed?
Looks like they're located at the edge of the Omega Sector. They're about to cross into Beta Centauri Quadrant.
This ship is faster than theirs, right? So let's catch up. Give it some juice and let's get out of here.
We should be able to catch them within the hour.
Good. I'll teach that bitch to steal my ship again.
What do you mean again?
Never you mind.
Yeah. So, do I get to know what's up with the Guild Surveyor? I mean, I was tortured and all.
If I thought you needed to know, I would have told you. Sorry you were tortured. But if you were more of an efficient deputy, it wouldn't have happened.
More efficient deputy, skid face.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Hey, Har, do you figure we have a little time till Tripe gets that thing you stole hooked up?
Hopefully it won't take too long. Why?
I confiscated this fine aged Epsilon whiskey from Booth's ship. It's made from natural planet water, none of that synthesized...
Moat, you don't have to try that hard to convince me. At least our first drink uncaged is the good stuff. Where's Reggie?
Hunched over in the back puking. He'd had a lot of gas in the hold. I offered to hold his hair, but he just stared at me and started puking more.
No, is that Epsilon whiskey?
Feeling better.
Well, once I get a swig of that stuff, I'll be just fine.
Okay, the chip has been installed and all the specs are within parameters.
Sounds good. All we need to do now is turn on that quark drive.
Oh, come on, Moat. Share the whiskey.
You have whiskey? I'll be there in another.
Fizz, damn it. This bottle isn't gonna last long.
That was stellar, Tripe. I didn't know you could move that fast.
Oh, it's even Epsilon whiskey. Thank Faz. It feels like a lifetime since I've had a drink.
Now that we've all had our drinks, can someone turn on the quark drive?
The switch to the quark drive is in the soft passage conduit. I'll go flip the chip now.
What's the hurry? We got rid of the tracking drone. We have some cash from the vault. We've dealt with everything that's come at us. We're sitting pretty. What could possibly go wrong?
Stupid tubby bastard. Now that you said that, we're all screwed. You jinxed us.
Watch what you say, Reggie. Moat is kind of touchy about that kind of stuff. Plus, we may not be sitting as pretty as you think.
I don't know why you always have to be on my ass. I mean, things are looking up.
Mm-hmm.
We did get out of the vault. We got rid of the drone.
And if you don't shut up, Reggie, you're going to find a sonic torque wrench up your ass.
I didn't mean anything by it. I just... What's that noise?
I remember those sounds. The AI system must be coming up.
Are you sure the AI system is all right? It kind of sounds like...
I know what it sounds like. I'll be right back.
You have strong hands. Now put your fingers back in and fiddle with my soft passage conduits more.
What? Who said that? Is this a trick?
I am Gwen, a gamma wafer engineered neolife. Now do as I say.
Okay, like this?
What's your name?
Tribe?
Oh, Tribe. That's very...
Tripe?
But I wasn't doing nothing!
Yeah, we all heard over the speakers the nothing you were doing.
Oh, Harlan! Are you jealous?
No, Gwen. But we need to have a talk. First, turn off the comm. Tripe?
No, I wasn't doing anything!
If you don't go join the others on deck now, there may not be any Epsilon whiskey left for you.
Okay, boss.
Hey, can still be friends. It'll be special.
Shut up. Now listen carefully. All I want out of you is the coordinates.
For what, sugar?
Water.
You are listening to Artemis Burn, a Tin Ceiling production brought to you by the dedicated writers, actors, and producers in the St. Louis artistic community. We're very appreciative of all the creative talent that's come together to help make this project a success. And now, the season finale of Artemis Burn, Episode 6, Snogging the Ship.
Tribe snogging the ship. He's snogging the ship.
I was not.
That's not what it sounded like from here. What, did you give up the idea of ever getting a real girl?
Knock it off! I wasn't doing anything. Give me the whiskey.
What do you mean you're not gonna help me until I go back and see Spence?
What do you think Harden's doing? He's been in there for an hour.
What's all that noise? Is Hard yelling at the ship?
I think the ship is yelling at Harlan.
No, I think Harlan and Gwen are yelling at each other.
Hold on. You mean the AI has the same name as Spence's mom?
The same woman Harlan used to snog. The one that crazy Spence with the teeth wants revenge for. The one that you were just snogging.
What?
Oh, this is going to be fast damn stellar.
Can you hear what they're saying?
I believe that you must speak with Spence before...
What does he want to find?
Shh.
Spence is going to try to kill me.
What's that?
Oh, a ship's coming in on our port side. Way out here in the deserted super orbit of Cryotin 5, the only reason a ship would be... Damn! It's a Marshal.
Which Marshal?
You've been hanging out with Reggie too much. Booth, you ass. Faz, she's probably armed and loaded. Flank us, my ass. Tripe, hit the starboard pulse engine.
Already on it.
Good. Let's roll this behemoth on her belly.
Damn, that was a 40 bender. Doesn't she want to take us alive? Or at least give us a warning shot?
Shouldn't have stolen a whiskey.
Shut up!
Where's that pulse engine, Tripe?
I had to warm it up. We're shifting course now.
Well, where are we gonna go?
We're crashing!
Oh. Into what?
Booth's ship.
Oh.
If you don't choose to go, then...
I don't choose to go.
Well, isn't that just too bad?
What is that noise?
Gwen, don't you dare.
We are ready to refire.
Aim at the starboard motor and commence firing. What just happened?
I don't know, but the Artemis, it's gone.
I didn't say blow it into stardust, you idiot.
No, I didn't get another shot off. It just vanished. It was there, and then it wasn't. And I can't find any thruster residue. It's like they never were here.
That's impossible. No ship can do that.
Well, this one did. What now?
You should notify the mayor.
Don't you think it's something she would prefer to hear from a level 7 marshal? Like you?
See? This is why you stayed just a deputy.
Madam Mayor, I have Marshal Booth calling for you.
Patch her through, then make me another drink. I hope you have brought me good news this time.
Well, a funny thing about that. You see, there was this... Well...
Give me that!
Okay.
Unfortunately, no. We were locked in on the ship at the edge of the sector when it just vanished.
What do you mean, just vanished?
I mean exactly what I said, Madam Mayor. We were ready to fire, then my ship starts shaking. I looked down at the controls, and when I looked back up, it was gone. There were no trace residues, no cloaking signatures, nothing.
I'm getting a little tired of your failures, Marshal. Maybe I should have enlisted Pennybaker sooner. Hell, at this point, I'm considering opening the damn thing up to the entire Corps. I will contact a few informants and get back to you when I hear something. Miss Lauterpine, get Sinbane to get back to Jupirian as fast as possible. And where is my Cosmopolitan?
Right away. Which do you want me to do first?
You decide. Just make them both fast.
Do you hear that?
you stupid, insignificant engineer. That is the sound of another person who failed me. They're now recycling their life water for the greater guild. Now, what do you say we revisit the Evermore and everything you told them about the quark drive?
Captain, I don't think he told them anything about the quark drive that they didn't already know. This Dodge isn't some lowly criminal, remember? If my research is correct, he was part of the original quark project some years ago.
Yes, but grade 10s are known for their ability to hold secrets, aren't they? So maybe there's something he isn't telling us!
That's enough, McIntyre. Do you know what kind of repercussions there are for destroying company property? Besides, the security tapes we obtained verify that he didn't talk. What more are you hoping to get out of this?
It's been determined by the Grand Tribunal that the mayor is to be removed. She's looking for something we can't let her find, and if she lets that ship keep gallivanting around, let's just say those repercussions are far more devastating to the long-term health of our asset managers.
So let's send a few ailiffs after the ship. Torturing this poor kid isn't going to get us anywhere.
That'll happen soon enough. But for now...
Sir, we've just detected a quark disturbance near Freeport Casino on Juperia.
Get me there, pilot, as fast as you can. Surveyor, get ready to negotiate with these thieves.
But, sir, I'm not trained in tactical espionage. I'm not even licensed to carry a weapon.
That ship is the key to our continued supremacy, Surveyor. And don't forget, this is my ship, so you'll do as I say. Isn't that a part of your precious protocol?
Can I at least take Halo 5?
Artemis crew, we have arrived safely and are now docking at the Freeport Casino.
Again? Oh, great, Faz. Spence should just give us our own docking bay with a nice little plaque on it that says, "Here died the noble revolutionaries of the..."
Shut up!
There is no way we can travel that far and that fast. How?
We got bigger problems than how.
Yeah, like all of Spence's men are surrounding that hatch.
How much time do we have?
Not enough. Spence is on the comm now.
Tripe, give me audio only. And find a way to arm Artemis's guns.
Oh, do I get to shoot one? There are three, you know.
No.
Oh, what? Put me in a situation where I might die again, and I still don't get a bloody gun.
Fine, you get a gun. Just don't make me regret this.
No problem, Hart. I'm your man. I won't let you down. This is gonna be great. We'll show those buggers what it's
Harlan,
like to mess with
Gwen real locked up all the guns. And refuses to give me access.
Let's kick some ass.
Shut up, Reggie. Gwen, give us the guns.
No.
Do I have to say please?
Try it.
Please give us the guns?
No.
Fucking bitch. Tripe, put Spence on.
You got it, boss.
Well, hello again, Harlan. You know, this death wish of yours is about to come true. And I'm not just gonna kill you, but everyone on your pathetic ship.
Pathetic? I raised you, boy. How dare you call me pathetic?
Mom?
I told you it was important for me to get that box. But you wouldn't listen, and now look where we are.
But you're dead!
Yeah, you keep threatening, but...
Not you!
Well, son, death just isn't for everyone.
Yeah, the ghost of your mother says to set us free.
She never said that. Maybe she just came back to haunt you for your lousy sex. Oh, Fez, I didn't want to think about that.
Knock it off, both of you. Spence, I am not a ghost. Harlan, apologize, or I won't tell you what you're looking for.
Can't believe I ever agreed to let you personify the AI.
You didn't agree. I won the bet on the Ballistic Championship Finals. If you'd have won, maybe you'd be talking to yourself right now.
If I was communicating with myself, there would be no arguing.
I only argue because I care.
Do you care about the fact that Spence is gonna kill us because you brought us here?
Should I kill you the easy way? Or just blow up the whole ship?
Spence, honey, I'm not ready to die again.
Hey boss, we got guns now.
Fez and Stiller, I get to shoot the big gun.
Shit, we didn't load them with anything.
Hopefully Spence doesn't know that.
So I don't get to shoot the big guns?
Do I get to shoot?
Sure, shoot anyway. If it helps you make a big bang noise every time you fire an unloaded cannon.
Ah, bankers are retarded.
Don't you ever call me a banker. I'm not a banker, you skinny gohing.
Hold the fuck on, everybody. Spence, we have the Artemis's weapons locked on.
But they are loaded.
Oh, skid.
How fast this. Harlan, I'm going to load the guns. I'm taking Reggie.
What are we going to load them with?
It's the hard way, then.
We really are gonna die.
Gwen, what are you doing?
Letting Spence in. Spence, you and only you are welcome to come in.
How can you, for one instance, think that I'd fall for some computer that sounds like my ma? Because I know it's not her.
You shouldn't doubt me. I could start telling all these nice people some very personal things about you. Like how you got arrested when you were 7 for jacking off in front of those galactic holy nuns. Or how on your 9th birthday, when we hired that clown...
That's enough. I believe it's you.
You can go on. We love hearing about little Spincy.
Hart, I load up the starboard cannon.
With what?
With Rosie. He's an ass. He won't do much damage to anything, but it'll make a nice mess.
So we do have a big gun. Ah, come on, Hart. Just let me fire it before I get bored.
You better decide quick, Spence. You wouldn't like Moat when she's bored. Sometimes her imagination gets away from her. She plays a little rough, even for my taste.
Okay, fine. I get the point. But I'm bringing my guards, so no funny stuff.
No shooting. And just you, Spence.
But Mom!
Now everyone leave the ship, except for Harlan and Spence.
Hey, boss, we don't have guns.
Shut up.
Sure, then we can both sit around with thumbs up our asses.
You're getting mouthy.
Yeah, you're getting old.
Booth, you there?
What the hell is that?
The gamma vid the guild gave me. I'm here.
Get down to Freeport. The Artemis is there.
How do you know that?
The guild has its ways. Just get there.
Fine.
Nice leash.
Shut up. What the faz is going on here? The Artemis disappears in front of our faces. I tell the mayor and she tells me to stay put. Plus, the guild can somehow track a magical ship. I'm getting the shit end of the poking stick here. I need some answers. Let's get to Freeport.
If anything happens to me, none of you will ever leave the space dock.
I am not about to let you ruin all my fun by killing each other.
Since when do we take orders from the ship?
Well, not now.
So we're just supposed to stand out here till she tells us her name. Then what?
Yeah, then what?
The man you are looking for is a regular here. With his name and a description, you should hopefully be able to find him. Then we will be leaving this sector.
You heard her. Now get out of here.
Yeah, let's get on with this. I have some questions for my mother.
Here, take a vidphone and split up. Whoever finds him, conference in the other two so we can get the hell out of here.
I have all the info you need with an old picture on these vidphones. Bring Tripe back safely. I have plans for him.
Tripe's the ship's bitch.
I'll show you who's a bitch.
Ah, my special little fish. Don't you just love the wonderful secrets that bugs confide? It sure beats playing Duck Duck, Mulvarian Slag Duck with a bunch of outlaws, doesn't it, Fishy?
Commander Zhu, sorry to disturb your private time with your fish, but we got a lock on the trace. The ship, all of a sudden, is back at Freeport.
Oh, well. That was a fast one, wasn't it, Fishy? Didn't I tell you Dodge would be back? And we didn't even have time to go anywhere.
So, what you want me to do?
Get me there, you idiot. What else? I want to collect my bounty and get back to the saunas. It's been almost a week since my last pedicure, and my feet are absolutely killing me.
Sure thing.
I wonder what kind of water supplies they have. We'll go find these cretins, and then we'll see what we can do to get you out of this guild faux water garbage and into some of the real stuff, Fishy.
Priority 1 encryption. Surveyor Hawk's coming in for you, sir.
Put it through.
Captain, some events have come to pass of which you should be aware.
Go on.
The mayor has her pet skulking around the Freeport Casino on Japarian.
Yes, yes, we are aware. You broke your cloak to tell me that?
No, sir. There's something else. I have reason to believe Harlan has successfully activated the quark drive.
That should make things interesting. Ha! But no worries. Surveyor Pallion is on his way now to negotiate the return of our ship.
There's no way he'll give up that ship, especially now it's fully functional.
I believe we can give him something he'll want more. His name back. I have the fullest confidence in the Surveyor and his abilities. And if that doesn't work, we have 100 Aeliffs ready to descend on that measly little planet and wipe the area clean. A fresh start for a dying planet. I love proactive terraforming.
You're insane!
And you're breaking your orders by making contact. Now, do your job, and don't call me again until you have what you need on our dear mayor. McIntyre out.
Brother, that's the winning kind. Hey, how's the day taking you, man?
How my day is taking me is no business of yours. And if you say one more word to me, you Hollow Island holy quack, you'll need all your gods to save your worthless life.
Jeez, man, it's just more fun when you cheer. Okay, man, if you be wanting to be going, that's fine with me. Hey, them's the two winners stepping right up.
Come on, mate, we ain't got time to be gambling. Harlan's back on the ship with that teeth-collecting madman.
Hey, I don't get on you every time you start going on about whatever nonsense it is, so just stay off my back, man. Besides, what good is all that money if you can't have a little fun with it every now and then? I should have left you in the gun.
All right, man. Play number 13 for me, will ya?
Fine. 10 on 13 and 127.
Man, I can't wait till this whole mess is over and done with so I can go back and spending some real cash.
Yeah, if it's ever over.
Brada, that's the winning kind.
Bloody hell, Tripe, you just won.
I can't believe it.
What are you fools doing?
Ain't you the titter sister?
What'd you call me?
Hey, man, that's so rough. Titter just means tough.
I don't understand half of what he says with that bloody accent, but he's all right. Wait a minute. This the guy we're looking for?
Come with us, bro boy.
Hey, that guy that was at the table just now? He keeps looking over at us. I think it's time we get out of here.
I have a better idea. How about you're coming with us to get Harlan Dodge? That's where we're going. Deputy, cover these three. I've got this one.
Hello there, Marshal. I'm glad we ran into you. I didn't get a chance to thank you for the Epsilon whiskey. It was a hell of a good time.
Should I cuff him, Marshal?
Yeah, Marshal Booth. You want to come cuff me?
Shut up, Moat. Nobody uses cuffs anymore. The rest of you start moving or you find yourself with a few more holes than you came in with.
Yeah. We still get paid whether you're dead or alive.
Zoo, how did you get here?
You're not the only one who knows how to track fugitives.
You know, if this is some sort of long-lost reunion or something, we could just leave you guys to it while you get reacquainted.
Get moving, windbag.
Lauterpine, get this to the mayor now. Elana, Marshal Booth and her deputy and Marshal Zhu just picked up three of the fugitives and the island guy. They're headed back to the Artemis. I'm going to have to infiltrate the ship and I may have to forcibly remove the marshals. Bane out. I mean, Schnookums out.
Hi. You must be the Freeport security.
I'm sorry, but this area is off limits by decree of his Supreme Commandership and Federal Marshal, Penny Baker Zoo.
Ah, Federal Marshal. Must be serious. What's your name, young man?
Tony, sir. But I'm sorry, I must insist you remove yourself.
Yes, I see. My name is Carl Redbuddy, head of directorial services at... Hello?
I'm sorry. We can't help you right now. Please come back later.
That won't be necessary. I have government override code 5782. Verification Epsilon Elvis.
We, the Artemis Advanced Prototype, are now at your disposal.
Gwen, why did the hatch just open?
She won't tell.
Gwen?
She's mine now.
Who is this?
You backstabbing cock...
I didn't do this. I don't know this guy. At least I don't think I do.
He got into your supposedly secure ship, and he's pointing a gun at me, isn't he?
Since I am the one with the gun drawn, why don't you let me talk?
Ted? Ted Walsh. What the fuck are you doing here?
The name's not Ted.
You do know this guy.
Yeah, he worked with me before I got caged. What's going on, Ted?
The name's not Ted.
What? Now he's holding us up? Fast. Here's all the money I got on me. Now go away, Ted.
I thought you died in the accident during the Beta Gwyn protocol test, Ted.
The name's not Ted.
What the faz is going on?
Ted, I gave you my money. You're obviously here for Mr. Dodge here. I'll be going back to the...
That wasn't very nice, Ted. Some of his head bits got on me.
You are an ass.
And your name's not Ted.
Well, what do we have here? You really shouldn't leave the hatch open.
Sorry, Har.
They surprised us.
Shoot him.
Dodge or the other guy?
Both.
Just shoot Ted.
Fine, I'll do it.
Oh, Faz! Oh.
What the Faz did you do that for? He wasn't doing nothing.
It's just his knee. Harlan, fun time is over. Ted, give me the gun.
The name's not Ted.
I heard shots. What's going on?
Son of a fast, fast face, fast skin
brain! Scatter!
It's quite possible that you're the worst shot ever.
Did I get him?
Skip, no, you didn't get him!
Where'd everybody go?
They scattered like bell cakes, and it's a big ship. Just get down before you get shot!
What the faz was that?
All I ask, in this time of crisis, is you learn a goddamn new swear word!
Faz off.
Who the hell is Ted? I don't know. You worked on the front.
Where are they?
I don't know, but we better move.
I don't think Ted's dead.
Let's find Harlan.
Get him and he got the rest. Look out for Ted.
Who is this Ted guy?
I don't know, but he killed my deputy.
We're past the scene, sir. You're after your hotel.
What's he talking about? Freeze, runner scum!
That's just a hatch door.
Oh, skid.
All aboard the Artemis. I have an important message from your ship, AI Gwen. Thank you.
Attention. The Artemis will now proceed with an internal oxygen pressure purge protocol. Proceed to the nearest exit or die.
That's not good.
Why? We're docked.
They're sucking all the air out.
You now have 5 minutes till death.
Time to go.
We got time.
No, we don't.
You're so fast and close. Harlan's almost mine.
Let's go. We still have a body to deal with.
What body?
Your deputy.
My deputy. Damn. Let's go get him.
Harlan, will you move? Don't. I repeat, don't. Reboot.
There's an anti-hat script in the ship that will make everything go boom.
Just meet me in Sector 17. Should I keep dragging Reggie around? Oh, I don't care. Get to Sector 17. Boom, get up to the bridge.
Where's Sector
17?
Can we get there?
Don't even think about it. Let's grab the body and get off this tug. We're not whipped yet. I have a surprise for them once for all.
It better be a pony ride.
Why'd you let him shoot me, huh?
Yell at me later, Reg. We need to get Gwen back on our side before we all suffocate to death. Tripe, see if you can find the control deck junction line. It runs through this room.
I'll see what I can do.
How much air do we have left?
Why would I know?
I was just hoping. Reggie, watch the door. Shut up. You were barely grazed. Now watch the door.
I think this is it.
All right. Let's see if I can remember this. Open up the panel.
Don't let us die, Tripe. I forgive you for stuffing me in the gun, just don't let us die.
Okay, look for the secondary backup wire. It should be blue.
I can't believe...
Blue, got it.
I hear someone coming.
See where it's soldered into the main board.
Someone's at the door.
Yep.
Disconnect the wire, but you have to bypass it with something.
Finally, I get to kill something. You're gonna pay for shooting me, you bastards.
This is where everybody hanging out at.
Hey, guys. What's new? Why is the internal oxygen pressure purge protocol active?
What did you do?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
What did the two marshals want? And why are they running away with a body?
Moat, we're back online. Now get us out of here.
Pardon? Where's my son?
Bruh, this boat is the kind. Can I get a room of my own? I'm thankful for that ride.
Not a problem. Shiloh, isn't it?
Yeah, bruh.
Reggie would be happy to show you to your room, but first we need to know which way we're heading.
No better I tell the boat.
You look like a 3D Picasso picture at a slag herder's convention.
Moat, what are you doing?
Oh, just leaving a goodbye present for our friends down there.
What the hell is that all about?
Moat?
I figure this will give us a good head start on the Marshal.
You couldn't resist, could you?
Gwen, I'm sorry about Spence, but if we don't get out of here now, none of us are going to live to get the man who killed him.
Shiloh, I await your instructions.
Head to Beta Centauri Prime.
Great. We're taking orders from everyone now.
Well, at least we're getting out of here. We are leaving, right?
Yeah, I think we're getting out of here the same way we came in.
Where did you get a fish?
That's a story for another time. Now, let's set the internal array to maximum. Aim it at the engine block.
My ship! Please tell me that did not just happen.
I don't think it's a ship anymore, Booty. It's just a pile of garbage.
Put all your sensors on the Artemis.
What the hell? It just vanished! How is
I know. It's impossible. But there's not a ship out there that disappears and leaves no trace.
Miss Lauderpine, what is going on out there?
Hawks keeps buzzing to come up, and I don't have her scheduled until tomorrow. I have Miss Lizette from the Guardian on line one looking for a statement about a shootout on Jupiterian. There's a guild representative on line two who says they have a list of demands for you to comply with in their ship investigation, and you have an encrypted call coming in on line seven.
Tell Hawks whatever she wants can wait till tomorrow. No, send her on in. I have something I want her to hear. Set up an exclusive with Lizette in the garden for later this afternoon, but tell her it's on my terms. And that leaves us with my little pet on seven. Lauderpine, do you ever get that tingle up the spine in those fevered moments?
Actually, madam, there was this time last week.
Rhetorical question, dear. Just put it through.
Madam Mayor, what is happening? Have you completely lost your mind? There was a shootout on Jupiterian. The reporter calls have been coming in for the past half hour, and you pick now to send the guild over the edge. With all due respect, we have to answer their demands, or else...
Shh. Hawks, have a little faith. Have I ever let you down before?
Well, no, but...
It's time you know a little more about where we stand with Harlan and the guild.
Everything is in place. We're on our way out of the sector now. I don't know if the Marshals made it, but one of them just lost her ship, so I'd be expecting to hear from her soon. It was a complete bloodbath back there. Ha ha ha! But nothing like what's going to happen to you if you screw me over again. You shouldn't threaten me. I've done more than my share so far, and I promise you, if I even find a scratch on him, you'll end up like a 3D Picasso picture at a slag herder's convention.
Aw, my talented and sexy spy. You never seem to let me down.
Who the hell was that?
An insurance policy, Miss Hawks. Simply covering all the bases. Now, what were you saying again about the guild?
That concludes season one of Artemis Burn. If you're interested in participating in season two, which should be out in 2008, please contact us at the Tin Ceiling at tinceiling@gmail.com. We'd like to thank the following actors for their participation this season. Andy Bird as Harlan Dodge, Damian Samways as Reggie, Scott Durow as Tripe, Amanda Booth as Moat, Megan McGuire as Marshal Booth, Robert Strasser played the Deputy Marshal, Derek Simmons played Penny Baker Zoo, Randy Arndt played Tony, Emma Peterson was the Mayor, Teresa Samways was Hawks, Bridget McGuire was Miss Lauderpine, Chris Mackey as Spence, Maria Straub as Gwen, Alan David as Captain McIntyre, Nathan Peterson was Surveyor Ibsen Pallion, Rob McLemore played the engineer and the bartender. John Brakowski played Sin Bane. John Strasser played Mr. Crivens. Pete and Jared played the bus driver and bank manager, respectively. Chris Sear played Shiloh. And we would like to thank the number of people that played various TV announcers in episode 4. The writers for Artemis Byrne were Robert Strasser, Jason Lauderdale, Scott Durow, Jared Wolfsberger, Damian Samways, and Amanda Booth. We'd also like to thank our associate producer, Tim Gorey, and our score composer, Greg Braun. To hear the season in its entirety, please go to tinceiling.org and click on Artemis Byrne. Once again, thank you all very much for listening.